One word can change your life. One word can make the difference between success or failure. One word can influence your today as well as shape your tomorrow. Here's our host, Dr. Craig Lauterbach.
Welcome back to another episode of One Word. In this podcast, I'll be talking about changing your identity. You'll find whatever you believe about yourself inwardly will eventually manifest outwardly. That's why one strategy the devil uses against people is labels. It's imperative to know who you are if you expect to move on from what you were. Good or bad, everyone has something in their past they'd like to forget, and that includes you. I find it interesting how mistakes, insecurities, and character flaws have a way of dominating people's thoughts. People have told me, "I wish I could eradicate my past." Well, the truth is, you can't change what you've done, but you can change what you do. That's why dealing with your past will release you to embrace your future. And this is where labels enter into the equation. Labels identify people's affiliations, their lifestyles, weaknesses, and strengths. A few examples would be gender identification, the labels of male, female, binary. Then there's religious beliefs, with the label of Jew, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist. What about sexual orientation? The label of LGBTQ. Then there's addictive behaviors, the label of alcoholic, gambler, addict. There are labels associated with mental illness and health issues. A real hot button in America is political ideology, such as the labels of Republican, Democrat, Independent, Socialist, and even Communist. What is the point I'm looking to make? People find their identities in what? Labels. That's why it's imperative to identify every label you're introduced to through the filter of God's Word. You see, a label can either make or break you. So let me ask, are you happy with your identity, or are you just settling for what is? There is a way to remove the labels that are afflicting you socially, emotionally, and spiritually. God wants to power wash your life and replace it with a new label. I love what the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, which reads, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Look at the contrast of the words new and old in this verse. Think of them as labels. Paul says the old has passed. It's deceased or dead, which means that label has lost its influence. It's lost its voice. Reason being, it was replaced with a new label, God's label, one that reads redeemed. This is why Jesus came to earth. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, the Apostle John states, "The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works," plural, "of the devil." When Jesus died, all of the negative labels of sin, bondage, shame, and guilt died with him. Forgiveness is a powerful blessing. Do you know what it does? It restores favor, freedom, faith, and most importantly, relationship with Almighty God. God's forgiveness is what enables people to change the way they live. And guess what? It will do the same for you. A new beginning, a new start, a new label. When the guilt and shame of sin is removed, there's freedom. God knew we all needed help, and that's why he sent his Son. Jesus came to do for us what we could never do for ourselves. There is a pathway to freedom, and it's found in 1 John 1:9. The apostle says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Never allow your past to define your present. No more shame. No more sorrow. No more sin. No more labels. Well, that's it for now. And until next week, remember to choose your one word wisely.
Thank you for listening. One Word is a weekly podcast with best-selling author and pastor, Dr. Craig Lauterbach. Make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Join us next week for One Word.